Welcome. Today, we're discussing exciting new features in Kite. Specifically, their memory bank. It's a game changer for project context.
I'm all ears. Forgetting project details between sessions is a real pain. How does this memory bank solve that?
It's brilliant. Kite maintains context using a structured documentation system, like a memory for your projects. Think consistent tracking, validated changes, and clear communication, all in one place.
So no more AI hallucinations because it's grounded in structured memory? That's huge for complex projects.
Exactly. Perfect for any project size or tech stack. New projects, ongoing work, even long-term maintenance. It's got you covered. And setting it up is surprisingly simple. You copy the provided instructions, head to VS Code with Kite installed, click the Kite icon, hit send, go to settings, custom instructions, and paste the code.
Wait, so just a quick copy paste and Kite handles the memory management? That's incredibly streamlined.
Yeah. It creates a project brief and requirements automatically. You can initialize the memory bank right there, and it creates all the necessary files. Want to update the memory? Just ask Kite to do it. It keeps track of progress and adapts to changes seamlessly. I see. It's actually quite impressive.
Got it. So how does the workflow actually function?
Kite has two modes, plan and act. In plan mode, it reads the memory bank, validates content, develops a strategy, and presents a structured approach. Switch to act mode, and it updates documentation based on progress, applies learned rules from the .client rules file, and executes the task effectively.
So plan for brainstorming, act for execution. Love that clear distinction. But what about best practices? Any tips for using this effectively?
Definitely. Let the .client rules evolve naturally. Trust Kite to remember and apply project insights. Use commands like follow your custom instructions to ensure context is applied, and keep the memory bank clear, structured, and updated for optimal AI efficiency. Oh, and one more thing. There's this amazing browser tool, a new MCP, that lets Kite directly access the inspection toolkit.
Whoa, slow down. An inspection toolkit? What does that even do?
It analyzes logs, tracks network activity, and interacts with DOM elements. Super helpful for debugging. Just install it through the Chrome extension. I'd also recommend Playwright, another excellent MCP. These tools together are incredibly powerful.
This all sounds fantastic, but I'm slightly skeptical. Isn't this going to create a huge dependency on Kite? What if the system goes down or something unexpected happens?
That's a valid concern. While Kite's memory bank significantly enhances productivity, it's wise to maintain regular backups of your project files and documentation. Think of Kite as an incredibly powerful assistant, but not a replacement for sound development practices. It's about finding the right balance. You know?
I see. Interesting. That makes sense. So, to recap, Kite's memory bank offers structured documentation, prevents AI hallucinations, simplifies context management, and even integrates with powerful browser tools. Sounds like a must try.
Absolutely. Check the video description for a link to the custom instructions and try it out for yourself. Don't forget to subscribe for more helpful tips. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Goodbye.